I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. It is so good. These meditations are designed to give you a time of quietude and solitude, a time when you can ask the Lord for peace and for direction and for power for each of your days, and then to give you a guided time for you to stop and receive that as the Lord speaks into your life. Today I want to give you a brief piece of scripture from Galatians chapter 3, beginning of verse 23, where the scripture says, "Before the way of faith in Christ was available to us, we were placed under guard by the law. We were kept in protective custody, so to speak, until the way of faith was revealed. Now we know the way of faith was faith in Jesus, that Jesus came, born of a virgin, lived a sinless and perfect life, has given his life, and as was buried and was raised from the dead. And in him is where we find all of this faith in Christ and way of faith, that there's nothing that we can do to try to impress God that will matter. There's nothing we can do to impress men that will matter. That we are, without question, a people that have been called to walk in the way of faith. And I encourage you today, friend, choose to let the Lord give you peace, direction, and power as you walk in his way today. So let's draw attention to our breath. Just pay attention there and let your muscles, where they're tense now, let them fall at ease. Pay attention to your facial muscles and maybe in your forehead and in your smile, or maybe you're holding your neck, your shoulders tense. Let your shoulders fall and let your facial muscles fall at ease. Ask the Lord to clear your busy mind and your busy soul. Let him wipe that out so that he can be the preeminent place in your life right now. Let him capture your thoughts, your soul, your attitude. Ask the Lord to give you the freedom found beyond the law. Ask the Lord to get you off of a performance rat trap and a performance hamster wheel and simply be before the Lord for a moment. Let the Lord calm you with his presence. Let the Lord prepare you as he holds you. Let the Lord guide you as he speaks to you. Let's draw a deep breath now. Hold it. I trust that you've gotten off of the pace of this life, stepped away from the treadmill or from your car or truck, maybe away from the busyness of your job site or cubicle or office or conference room. And you're ready to just let being fully present with the Lord, let him speak into your life with clarity, direction, with power and precision, and with direction and focus in your life today. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in a few moments. Enjoy this time to hear from the Lord. Thank you. But Lord, we're grateful for the time we've been able to spend with you and recognize that when we are united with you and all of our thoughts, our actions, and our attitudes, that there is no limit to what you can do in our life or what we can accomplish because of you. And I plead with you, Lord, for each person participating and listening with this weekday meditation, that you would grant them peace in their day, direction in their actions, and Lord, give them power to walk with you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I look forward to seeing you back again tomorrow for another weekday meditation. God bless you.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.